like to come back home, but you're living your downs. You're not sure he's even heard you all those times you tried to pray. Now you're wondering if he'll take you in or turn you away. You're never too far. Just ignore that voice inside your heart. Let me tell you a secret about the Father's love. His grace is more than sufficient for anything you've ever done. You're never too far.
Smooth tone, you know, it's that smooth.
I'm going to sing for you, Charlie. I like it.
Friday night, we heard a different style singer. We heard an open letter singer.
Oh, yeah.
Didn't we?
Right, we did.
We did. We heard an open letter singer. Randy was talking about the group over there and Hattie and said she's an open letter singer. She opens her mouth and just let her rip. That's what she does. She's an open letter singer. At Mount Calvary, you hear different songs. You hear different singers. But I hope that you feel that the message is the same. This week, it seems like it was such a good week, such a wonderful week, and thank you again for all the wonderful birthday wishes. And just seems like this week I did more singing than I've done in a long time. On my birthday on Tuesday, I had to go to a viewing over at Domains, and I did a funeral on Wednesday morning, 11 o'clock over at Domains. And the gentleman had passed away. His name is Wilmer Dotson. Now, Harold originally was going to do the funeral. Harold Dotson here, Helen, you know. And when they set it up last week, they were going to do the funeral last week. They moved it and to the next week, this past week, 2 weeks ago. You know what I'm talking about. Just follow along. Just shake your head like that. There will not be a quiz. Don't worry. Anyway, when they got it rescheduled, he had other engagements. Helen had to take Helen Dotson to move the trailer. So he asked, would you do the funeral? And in doing the funeral, I said, sure. And met with the family and all like that. And you got to realize it's somewhat difficult at times when you're doing a funeral for someone you've never met. Okay? And I've been to funerals and, you know, I've heard preachers sometimes, they almost talk like they've met and know the person. And so I said, folks, I'm telling you right up front, I never met this individual. But I know with the things that have been said about him that I think I would enjoy him, and hopefully he and I would have got along. We'd had a great time. But I want to start off beginning a question to you, and I go, where did they come up with that name, Wilmer? Now, Wilmer is an old name. I hadn't heard it in a long time like that. I even thought about Mom. I said, you know, Mom, has anybody in the family ever heard that name, Wilmer, like, yes, you know, like, no, we got Elmers, we've got Wilbers, we've got Williams, we've got, you know, and nobody could come up with an answer except for Kevin Brown, who's singing with them. He goes, his mother. People smile, and this is about 10:30, and we didn't start the funeral until 11 o'clock, so at about 10:30, when Terry was there, and he was playing on the wonderful Radio Shack keyboard that they had there, and Hattie was there, and Kevin, we just started to sing. I said, you know what, we're just going to practice on you. So people were coming in, and it started out about 8 or 10. We just started singing. For the next half hour, we sang. We sang, and the whole time people were coming in to the funeral and all like that. What are they going to do, fire me just before the funeral? I don't think so. What are you going to do? And during the funeral, we sang four or five numbers over there, and the family had asked for a certain song, so. The Old Rugged Cross. Boy, that's a strong song, The Old Rugged Cross. And it seemed like that God used those songs to kind of bridge in the gaps. And they'd given me some notes, and I read those, but it just seemed like during that service, that music did as much to comfort hearts and lives as anything that I said. Also, it did just as much as that scripture that I read. And I always tell people at a funeral, we find comfort from God's word. We find comfort from the music that he's given us. And also, we find comfort from those that share the memories of an individual. So it seemed like during this week, did a lot of singing. Friday night, we had the concert. And I'll tell you that we had not only the music of the Dixie Echoes here. And I'll tell you, they were just in perfect pitch form. The harmonies were beautiful. At the break time, we had a wonderful friend of mine. His name is D.C. Washington, and he came up and sang. He does not need a microphone. He really doesn't need to be in the same room that you're in for you to hear him. Anybody here, you'll agree with me, right? But some of the things that he said afterwards just simply touched my heart. He's tall, big African-American gentleman who loves to play golf. How do you know that he loves to play golf? Okay. Loves Mark Trammell. We'd scheduled to play golf last year. Mark Trammell was here and he got sick that day anyway. And out of the blue about a month and a half ago, he emailed and he said, Pastor, he says, I've been thinking about you. And he says, I'm sorry I haven't been to any of your concerts this year, but you've been on my mind and on my heart. I'm like, wow. How does that make you feel? So I told him about the Taylors. He came to the Taylors, and then he came for the Dixie Echoes, and he was able to share a song with us. But afterwards, he talked about, he says, you may think it's a little foolish, me standing here in front of you, but God sees us all the same color. And he just talked about how the music that he grew up on has blessed his heart. He sings a lot of times down at the Nationals ballpark, the national anthem. So we've invited him here. We're going to do it on a Sunday, bless you. And do some songs with Terry, what he loves singing with Terry. And as I walked out of here, I got in a conversation with some of our members here at Mount Calvary about different styles of music. They'd seen something on television and about a Christian rock group that had played, and they said, well, it's a little different than the concert that you had tonight, and they were talking about different. And it is amazing to me how God uses music. It's a bit of a challenge in churches, if you know what I'm talking about. A lot of churches have gone to different styles of music, more contemporary. A lot of times their screens down, and it's gotten to the point where I reminded them on Friday night when we started out, and I asked them to sing a hymn, and I said, it's in your hymnal, that's that little book in front of you in case you go to church, it just has screens and stuff like that, you know, and just smile and just have a little fun. And it's gotten to the point where some churches, they have different services, they've kind of, they do that little segregation thing where they have the contemporary service, and then they have traditional service, and then because of music. And trust me, there's been more. I think Wadsworth said that music is a universal language of the heart. Universal language of the heart. But if you've been around churches and you know much about churches like that, a lot of times music can be a universal aggravation. Because everybody wants a little different style of music and they want to do different things. And you got to remember, when we come to church, I hope that here at Mount Calvary that you feel that we're a family. And because we're a family, by definition, we are different one from another. Amen, Lori? We are different. Now, when you turn on the radio, you hear, and I don't know what station you listen to, but there is country and western. There is talk radio, right, Joe? There is NPR. There is smooth jazz. There is classic rock. I get my Led Zeppelin fix on every now and then. Yeah. Right, Brian? Yeah. There's classical. Gidi will agree. But if you go down that dial, how many different style stations are on that radio? Come on, just think of it. Yeah, just amazing. Everything. What kind of food do you like to eat? Oh, Roger said yes. Okay. When you go out to eat, what kind of restaurant do you like to go to? Italian? Yeah, come on. Chinese? What is that? Thai? Ate in an Indian restaurant. What is this? Mexican. There's Dippy Tacos. There is Dippy Tacos. Amen. Hunter, anything that's open and selling food, Hunter's there. How many different types of restaurant are there out there to go to? Wow. You know, we here in America, it is amazing how we've kind of gotten spoiled because everything is catered just to us as individuals. I was standing in line in a fast food restaurant, and I won't tell you which one it was. I walked around the Golden Arches, but and it was the old style one where they actually had somebody wait on you, and somebody was ordering a meal, and they ordered a burger, and they ordered a cheeseburger, but the burger had to have this one had to have pickles, but no mustard, and no. And this one over here had to have it just this way with the lettuce, but no tomatoes. And then, and each one of the things they mentioned in this fast food line had a different little. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm sitting there going, I thought this was a fast food restaurant. You know? You never, ever been there? Talking about? We are so spoiled to having each and everything done just for us. Then you come to church. Now we got a problem. Because in church, God's word expects us to be all of the same mind and of the same heart. And it says, in one accord, all together. Hope you respect my job a little bit more out there. Here's what I think. Psalm 96. Oh, sing to the Lord a new song. Psalm 96. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations, his wonders among all people. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Heavenly Father, add a special blessing under the reading of your word. God, just open our minds and hearts today. We receive that truth from you as individuals. We ask this in Jesus' name, all God's people. Amen.
Amen.
Every word within this book that I have opened is inspired by God. And it's amazing to me that right in the middle of it here, right in the middle of this Bible, there's 150 psalms. Now that thing says on top, that psalms over there, and they put that P in there just to mess you up a little bit. P-S-A-L-M. These are simply songs that were written. And I believe that these songs that are written, they just thrill your soul. There are things that I hold on to. There's one in there, it says the 23rd Psalm. And it begins, the Lord is what? The Lord is my shepherd. And if I ask you, what kind of music goes with that? You'd have an opinion. You might say that, oh, that's a beautiful one. It has to be strings and piano. And but if I asked that and you were living, say, in India, you'd say, oh no, it starts with a few little plunks on a sitar. If I asked you and you were in the Congo, you'd probably tell me, no, it begins with a little rhythm of drums. They're probably got goatskin on them. The way that you envision in your mind and your heart about music, usually the way you're brought up, what your personal taste is. But it's amazing how all these songs are written. There's not a note in there. There's not one piece of sheet music in that book. But what is in here is the words. It's the words. It's the message. Now, so many times when I have a difficult time and I'm not exactly sure where to turn, God will give me a song in my mind or in my heart. And I know there are people that have questions, and I know that, that though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. So folks, I know you got questions, but God's going to work it out. He's going to work it out. Amen?
Amen.
Some years ago, there was a church, and they go, and I love the way that I was talking to Mary on Friday night, we were talking about prayers for for her grandson, and she just came in and she just was so thankful, you know. She says, because when they got the word, she said, she told her daughter, she said, don't worry. The first thing we're going to do is have people pray. And her heart was, I know when years ago in a church, somebody says, when something bad happens, what you going to do? Little kid jumps up and says, call Ghostbusters. Right? It's amazing what your mind does, what your heart does when you're in need. My dear brother in Virginia Beach, he was tearing off a roof. Bless you. Somebody's allergic to my sermon today. I can tell that right now. I don't know who it is, but I can tell. I can tell. And as he's coming down the ladder, missed a step over anyway, fell off that, broke his ankle. The gentleman was there at home, thank goodness. Homeowner came out, and Brother Paul said, can I borrow your phone? And, you know, if you're there, and he said, sure. So he had a cordless phone brought outside, you know, and well, like he got a signal over there, and he called. He's there, alone on the roof, and, you know, your heart, mind tells you to do the most important thing. He called, and his first call was, to me. Hi, what are you doing? I'm laying on this roof. What are you doing laying on the roof? Said, I fell off the ladder over there. He says, but it's old. He says, it's pretty much about half open. There's rain in the forecast. True story. I said, Paul, just give me the address. After he finished with me, then he called paramedics. Because he knew there's no way he's going to be able to drive himself. Then after that, Ella called the rest of the family and all. But it's amazing to me how, and the homeowner there kind of told him, he says, man, I thought you were calling the hospital or something, or the ambulance come get you before. He says, no, I got to call my brother because this roof is open and there's rain coming. I left, went in, papered the roof in, kept the water off of it. But it's amazing in your heart of hearts how God will use things to bring your attention directly to Him. Now, I'm not going to get into a debate about music because trust me, I'm not going to change your mind on anything. Oh my goodness, I know you people too well. I do know you too well. Y'all are set in your ways, just like your preacher, he is set in his ways too. People say, well, you ever going to get all those good gospel, what do they call them now, the contemporary choruses and stuff like that? Oh, no. So when this preacher's around, we're still going to sing out of the hymns, those good old hymns of the church. You know why? Because I know the numbers of them. Right, Dee? Right, Dee? I had a birthday party downstairs one time, and she just put the numbers of the hymns on little plates down there in the basement, come in and gave me a little test if I knew which hymns went along with those. Remember that, Dee? I am set in my ways. But sometimes that's not a bad thing. This word says, sing to the Lord a new song. So the first phrase, the first word in this psalm says, sing to who? Sing to each other. Sing to Terry. Sing to Charlie. Sing to this congregation. No, it does not say that. It says, sing to the Lord. That's who it says. So you know who you're going to sing to. Then it says, sing to the Lord, all the earth. How many of you going to sing? Each and every one of you. Doesn't matter the pitch, doesn't matter the key, doesn't matter the God-given talents you have or don't have. It says that you're going to sing to the Lord, And then why? Because it says, sing to the Lord, bless His name, to proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. I sing unto the Lord, just as you are expected to also. And why? So that we can lift up the good news of His salvation. So when you hear something, and man, it might not be exactly the type of music you like, or it might not be this, or it might not be that, just remember, it's not about you, folks. It's about making a joyful noise unto the Lord. It's about lifting His name up. And I believe then that all nations will be drawn unto Him to hear the good news of His salvation. Amen. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in Your house, and God, You've given us this beautiful day, because this is the day that You have made, and we have chosen within our hearts to rejoice and be glad in it. You've given us music here at Mount Calvary that sometimes in my mind and heart, I just can't understand why You've given us so many wonderful musicians and singers. But God, I thank You for each and every one of them. Because, God, the musicians and the singers and people that share things upon their heart, they share to lift glory unto Your name, Heavenly Father. So thank You for just clarifying that for us today. Letting us know in our heart of hearts that You've chosen that we should sing a new song each and every day unto You, thanking You for our personal salvation. Now, Heavenly Father, give us safe traveling mercies as we each one go our way, and if it be Your will, allow us to come back to Your house to sing praises unto You. And we ask this in the precious name of Jesus. And all God's people said amen, amen and amen. One real quick thing I want to let you know. After, it's been a little about 25 years or so, we've had the Spanish church on Saturday, Seventh-day Adventists, been running the church, and they felt led to relocate over to Tamarind Methodist Church. So this is the last...